On this week's player profile, we're going to learn a little bit about Riders running back Greg Juice Morris.
Greg Morris here, the Riders. Greg, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Now, you've been here for a little while now, about a year and a half. What's your favorite part about being in Saskatchewan besides being a Rider?
This place is amazing. It's full with great energy and great people all around. Everywhere you go, there's somebody there giving you good energy. And you can't wake up in the day with bad energy, right? So they come and they help us out. It's a long season, and they help us out all the way through it.
And how'd you get into football to begin with, and did you always play running back?
I always played running back when I started football, but I did not always play football. I played basketball and track, and every other sport, to be honest with you. But grade 11, I started football, and I just jumped into it because we moved, and it took my heart. So I had to pick football over basketball and track, so here we go.
Well, it helps not being like 6 foot.
Exactly, right?
Okay, so your nickname, Juice. Mm-hmm. Where'd you get that nickname from?
I had it since I was a kid. I always had energy, never really slept much, and just fast, running everywhere. So everybody said I was juiced up, and I always have juice. So Juice. Juice came from since I was a kid.
Just always running around.
It made it here. Everybody calls me Juice here. So
drive your parents crazy because they're probably chasing after you all the time?
Oh, man. Well, I came back, so she couldn't get too mad.
Now, if you weren't playing pro football right now, what would you be doing?
If I wasn't playing pro football, I'd probably wanted to be a neurosurgeon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so that, and I love painting. So painting and eating candies all day.
What kind of candies?
Oh, man, high chews right now, high chews and Starburst.
What color Starburst? Because this is important, because I know we used to play poker with Starburst, mm-hmm. and like yellow is the ante. Nobody cares about yellow, right?
See, I got a trick for that. You get the tropical pack, which is the green pack, who doesn't know, and the yellows in that are amazing. So you could change somebody's heart about a yellow and this tropical pack.
Okay, you're getting the regular ones, though. What's the top one?
Regular one, pink. I got to go pink. Pink and red.
Red.
Pink and red. Because pink is a hue of red, so it's just another shade of red, right? So you're good.
Now, if you could sit down with one person, dead or alive, right now, who would it be, and what would you ask them?
Sit down with one person. To be honest, I'd just spend more time with my grandma.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd spend more time. I really don't need to talk to her. I'd just embrace her presence, and that's what I would like.
Okay, now, we all know that the ultimate team goal in the CFL is to win the Grey Cup. Mm-hmm. What is your personal goal in the CFL?
Personal goal? To accomplish more than I did yesterday. So my goal changes every day, and I'm trying to be the best me I can be, right? So I'm not trying to live up to anybody's standards. I got high standards for myself, so I just got to come out and per and do amazing every day.
Do you have any bad habits that you're not proud of?
People would say I have a problem with candy, to be honest with you, but I don't think it's a problem because I give out more candy than I eat myself. So one of my bad habits is treating people too nice. You know, there's bad people out there, and they might take advantage of you. So, and my man Cam Marshall is right here telling me I have a problem eating too much candy. But I think treating people too nice. But I'll give out my love to anybody who wants it. So, yeah.
What was the first car you ever owned?
First car I ever owned, Cadillac CTS.
What year?
03.
Yeah?
03, yep.
Still have it?
No, I sold it.
What are you driving now?
I'm driving an Audi A4.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, if you can go back in time and witness one thing happen, and it could be absolutely anything you want, what would it be?
Go back in time.
You watch, like, the founding of the nation. You could watch, go back to a sporting event.
That
absolutely
is
anything.
I'd probably watch one of the biggest lotteries go back. I guess go back in time, right? So, I'm one to not regret or, like, hold anything back. So, I feel like I got to just go with the future, man. I got to just keep going. Keep going forward. Yep.
All right. Now, lightning round for you. Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite athlete?
Kobe Bryant.
Favorite cereal?
Oreos.
They have the Oreos,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. Best dressed person on the Riders?
Best dressed person on the Riders is... That's a hard one. We got a really good dressers. I'm going to give it to S.A. Marambere.
I was going to say, don't screw his name. Yep,
yep.
They call you out for that.
We make fun of his name all the time. That's why people screw his name.
Worst dressed person on the team?
Worst dressed person on the team is Brandon Bridge.
What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie is, I don't have a favorite movie. I actually watch movies all the time, and there's way too many movies out there to give me a favorite one.
Not one that you just go back and watch all the time?
There's way too many, man. Okay. It's hard.
Most played song on your phone or iPod?
Top Left right now by Devontae.
Favorite vacation spot?
Cuba.
What would you do there?
Keep swimming in the waters.
Best ice cream flavor?
Ooh, sherbet.
Biggest celebrity crush?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. Oh my gosh, that's definitely Angelina Jolie.
Yeah,
from Tomb Raider. That got me. That got me.
Final one for you. It's the most important question we ask everybody. We take a poll: dogs or cats, and why?
Cats. They do their own thing, and they have their own. They kind of own schedule. You can come home and they'll be like busy doing their own thing. They'll say, "Hey, what's up?" But I'm busy, and you don't really need to take care of them too much. And they come and come for you when you need, and I like them. I grew up with cats my whole life, yeah. So
you're in the minority there, because I think it's like you and Pete, and that's about it. Everybody else is all dogs.
Hey, we're gonna be strong cat lovers, and we're gonna stand by, man.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man.
You guys should see Amy's face when he said cats. She's like, really? What?
That interview was going so well for her until that moment.
I was going to tweet him about Hi-Chews and Starbursts.
Red Starburst still. I don't care.
Pink.
Pink is number two. Red. Artificial strawberry cherry flavor. I don't care. Artificial red is the best.
Artificial red.
Yeah, flavoring is
orange,
the best.
Orange and purple are my faves.
Oh, I remember correctly.
Orange, really?
Yeah.
Eh.
I love orange.
It's red, pink, orange.
And yellow way at the bottom.
Screw the rest of them.
Yellow and green
are disgusting.
I don't even eat them. Why waste my time?
That's like I said to him in the interview.
I leave them in the package and Alex eats them.
That's how we addy up in poker, because nobody cares about that. That's like throwing in your dime for poker. Whatever ante is, I don't know.
No,
I know zero things about poker.
I just want to eat some Starburst now.
Right?
Well, my kid got some of his Halloween candy. Dad tax.
That's right.
It's got to be done. I haven't taken my dad tax yet.
It's tax season, kid.
I got to get on that.
Anyway, there was Greg Morris, running back for the Riders here on the Coney Island Poutine Cafe, Piffles Player Profile.